Greetings and blessings, fam and friends of BB Temple Worldwide, also known as Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. So here we are again, peeps, in another election year. Such fun. I watched a short clip of some of the chaos we witnessed in our most recent debate for Democratic candidates vying for their party's nomination. And though I thought it's funny to watch, suffice to say, chaos in our personal lives is no laughing matter. So we're going to investigate that today in our study entitled Vote for Wisdom. So let us look at what the Bible has to say about this most important topic. In the book of James, chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. So thank you, O holder of the clicker. So let us change that slide. And we should have in front of us a passage. I had thought about, chopping it up, taking little excerpts, but, this is the whole pizza, right? You can take a slice, but sometimes you gotta look at the whole pizza. So let's do that right here. If you would be so kind to follow along with me. The passage is entitled Wisdom from Above. And it reads, "Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic." And then verse 16. "For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." Amen. Okay, long passage. But what we're going to do, take a look at it, shall we? If I can get to that point. Page down, page up. Sorry, I'm doing this on my computer and trying my best to keep it right where I need it. It's important that we look at this whole passage for this reason. Because James, the author, of course, the brother of Jesus, he is trying to build an argument by first describing what it's not. What is wisdom not? What is it not? And you're free to look at the notes. What is wisdom not? Well, not bitter, not selfish, right? What else? What else is it not? Not earthly, not natural, meaning of this earth. I know we talk a lot about natural foods, and so this is not what he's talking about here. He's talking about natural, the natural sin nature that we are born into. Amen. Demonic, in fact. It's demonic. And what happens when you are dealing with this sort of wisdom? You're dealing with jealousy. You're dealing with selfish ambition. And what do you get? Chaos. Watch the clips from the debates. Disorder and every evil thing. So that's good, right? We know what it's not. We know we're all born in sin. And we've all seen earthly wisdom. Easy to see it in others. Hard to pick it up in our own selves. But just ask your fam and your friends and they'll point it out to you. Amen. Because they see it. But what we all need to do, seriously, is to replace it with something better. Let's replace it with something better, right? We don't have to stay with the bad wisdom. Let's trade it in for the good wisdom, amen? So what is that? What's that? Where does it look like? Where does it come from? What's the result? Answer. Spoiler alert, it's in the verse. Let's read it again. Verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. Right? If you're dealing with that, you're dealing with the good wisdom. Good wisdom. And what is the result of that? Praise God, peace. The peace that passeth all understanding, amen. So, you know, let's look. Let's do an application now. We looked at the book part. Let's take a look now at the book. And this is really where you get, you know, we do applications. And I usually have a personal testimony. Got a million of them, and I share them with you simply in the hopes that you can see we all struggle with this. And in fact, this particular testimony is about a relationship I had long ago and far away before I met my beloved. I was in a very difficult relationship with a gentleman. And just suffice to say, chaos would just about sum it up. And this particular person, at that time I was still running my company, my marketing communications company, and the company had moved to Florida. So I went to Florida to go see them to talk about, you know, some projects. And I ended up staying in a hotel right next door, still walking at the time, and I was trying to get close enough that I'd be able to walk there. That tells you about how long ago it was that I was able to pull that off. But anyone who's ever done any traveling, you've opened up the drawer in the nightstand, you will probably find a Gideon's Bible, amen? And there it was. And it was right where I needed it, and what was exactly what I needed at the time. Pulled out the Gideon's Bible. Cracked open the book, and that's awesome the way the Lord will just honor your very least, your most feeble efforts. He will bless. Because I opened it up to this very passage, James. This passage in James that we're talking about. And I read it, and I remember just for the rest of that trip, and then long as that relationship lasted, maybe way, way longer than it should have, that there would be times when I would, gritting my teeth, would be saying, pure, peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy, over and over. Because you will find this will allow you time to reconsider some things that you may not want to do and gives you an opportunity to make a better choice. Amen. So that's what we're talking about. What does it look like out there in the real world? It's about making better outcomes in the future. We mess up, we fall down. Get up, do it better next time. Amen. That's the second chances, second, third, fourth, fifth chances we all need. So, holder of the clicker, let's just change to that last slide. And there should just be a graphic on there. Vote. And I ask us all simply, this season, this election year, and in the future, that we make a conscious decision. When sorely tempted to do something else, let's make a better choice and just have a way to diffuse those things that the enemy uses against us and to make better choices in the future. Amen. So please, peeps, let's just vote for wisdom. Wisdom is the right choice every time. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity for us to prepare, because these things are going to happen. We live in a fallen world. We're fallen in nature. And yet, we are children of God. We have been given an opportunity to make better choices in the future. And I'm talking to myself. I am preaching to my own choir. But I just beseech you, all of you, please, let us continue that sanctification process that can be so extremely rough. But, dear peeps, it is so worth the effort. We are never going to get there on this earth. But that's no reason not to try. Keep up the sanctification process, Lord. Keep working with us. Keep walking with us. And may we become more like you each and every day. And we praise you and we thank you for that opportunity, Lord. In the holy name of Christ Jesus, your Son, and our Savior, amen.